It's the song that every bar band knows how to play. And even though it came out in the 50s, it took the Kingsmen's cover to make it an icon when they released Louie Louie on this date, August 8, 1963. As we look back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. It took the Kingsmen just one take to make history and establish Louie Louie as the most needlessly controversial song of all time. During the recording, the song was originally going to be an instrumental, and as a result, the microphone was suspended high from the studio ceiling. But in order for Kingsmen singer Jack Eli to be heard over the instruments, he had to lean back and yell, which is why the lyrics are so hard to decipher, giving the song a distinctive live feel, along with all the mistakes that were left in. Upon its release, the single was not an immediate hit, and it sold so poorly that the Kingsmen were going to break up. But because the vocals were so slurred, teenagers who had heard the song thought it was actually obscene. And once parents caught wind of the fake obscenity, the song caused national controversy, being banned outright in Indiana and leading to a two-year investigation by the FBI, which ultimately determined that the song was unintelligible at any speed. Since then, it's been covered by more than 1,000 artists, influenced countless bands, and regularly shows up as one of the greatest and most important songs in rock history. And it all began on this date, August 8, 1963, when the world first heard the Kingsmen's Louie Louie. As we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. Wake up!